The Gemara Daf Pevov Amid Beis will start again. Tanu Rabbonon, which is around 15 lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Tanu Rabbonon. B'shisha b'chodesh nitnu aseres ha-dibris. Rabbi Yosi oimer b'shiva boy. So we have a machlokes, Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbonon say, Vov 7 was man teru. Rabbi Yosi says, Zayin 7. Omar Rav, the kuli ambu ha-shchodesh osu le-mid ba-sinai. Everyone agrees they came ha-shchodesh 7 to mid ba-sinai. Ksiv Hochat says, "Bayoyim azeh abom nebasinai." Uksiv Hosom, and it says, "Hachodesh azeh lochem roish chadoshim." That's Rishchodesh Nissan. That's talking about Rishchodesh. Hachodesh azeh. So Malah halom Rishchodesh. Just like over there, azeh means Rishchodesh. So to over here, Avkan Rishchodesh. So that's number one. That's Hanocha number one. Urukuliyam b'Shabbos nitnuteruli sol. The Torah was given on Shabbos, like the Maral explains. Shabbos is miyuchad. Shabbos is mufresh. So to the Torah is mafresh us. So the Shabbos Torah is given on Shabbos. Ksiv ocha zochar sem Shabbos the katcher. It says in the Seis Adibris zochar. Uksiv hosam and it says in Matan Torah. Vayyem emoish alom zochar esayim azeh that you received the Torah. Mal halom bitzuma shel yom. Just like zochar as yom as Shabbos the katcher. B'shas Matan Torah. It was bitzuma shel yom. Afkam bitzuma shel yom. That means that. They given the commandment of Zochar Yom Shabbos the Katzoy the day itself of Shabbos Bitzuma Shel Yom, and we compare Zochar Zochar, so they both agree to those two Hanochas. Keep Ligi the Machlekes is Bekviy the Yarcha, which day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? We know they came Rosh Chodesh to Midbar Sinai, but which day of the week was it? Was it Sunday or was it Monday? So Rabbi Yosi holds Bechad B'Shabbi Ikvi Yarcha. Rosh Chodesh 7 was on Sunday. Ubechad b'shabbat leyom aluv lamidi. There was no commandments, no tzivuyim on the day they came. Mishum chul shadu urcha, because they were famated from the reise, from the travel. Betrei b'shabbat omaluhu, but mashenken on Monday, the Ebeshah told them, va'atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim, v'goy kodesh. That was the tzivuy of mamleches koyanim. Zogdemo pezayinam and aluv, betlosa omaluhu. On Tuesday, he told them, mitzvah hakbola, to be magbil yourself from the har. Barbo on Wednesday Ovut Prisha. So according to Rabbi Yosi, the Prisha was on Wednesday. That means there was 3 days of Prisha, and it ends up being that Shabbos was on Zayin Sivan. Because if it's Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, so Shabbos is Zayin. Rabbanan Savri, no. Betrei b'Shabbos ikvi yachi. Rosh Chodesh is only on Monday. But everything is pushed of a day. Betrei b'shabbat le'om of l'amidi. On Monday, nothing was told to them. V'loim mishum chul shadu urcha. Betlosa omelu. V'atem tilim mamdechas k'anim. Barbo. On Wednesday, omelu. Mitzak bola. Behei ovet prisha. Only on hey ovet prisha. That means he holds 2 days was enough for prisha. But on koponim, it ends up being Shabbos was vav seven. And that's a machlekes if it's vav seven or zayin seven. So we have Yisrael Zik Machloikas, Rabbi Yosi Rabbonon, Matan Torah was Vav or Zayin. Frek the Gemara Meisvei, V'kidashtem Hayoyim U'mochor. You asked this yesterday about the Psukim. It says V'kidashtem Hayoyim U'mochor, which is a Mashmoyos of 2 days. So Kash Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that the Prisha was on Wednesday, and the Prisha was 3 days. So it says V'kidashtem Hayoyim U'mochor, is Mashmoyos only 2 days. Kash Rabbi Yosi. Omeloch Reb Yosi, Yoim Echod, Hoisev Moshe Midaitoi. The Gvaldige Teretz. The Etzim, the Ebishter, the Prisha was Taka. The Ebishter made the Prisha on Wednesday. And it was supposed to be only 2 days. And Matan Torah was supposed to be on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yoim Echod Midaitoi. Because he was concerned that maybe there will be a plita afterwards. And Memele, he pushed the Matan Torah to Shabbos. And that's why he was Moisev Yomecha Midaitoi. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, it comes out that it should have been Kabbalah Satera before Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisev Yomecha Midaitoi on Friday. So Ebezoi, it's Shver, because we have a drasha we just learned in Amud Beis, Zochar Zochar, that Shabbos was Nitna Matan Torah. What happened to the drasha of Zochar Zochar? Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Gevaldig Yesoid. What? What are you saying? Oh, it's Mechavin to what the Pnei Yeshua is Teretz. Eyes in the cup. The Pnei Yeshua says, "Steht in Tzvel Sadibus Tzvei Zachen, steht Zocher and Shomer." It was supposed to be only Shomer. It wasn't supposed to be a Zocher. The only reason why we have a Zocher in B'dibur Echad Nemra is in order to draw this Hekesh of Zocher Zocher after Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yomecha Midaita and the Emes was his Kamal Yodoi. So Mele, the Havmin was Tak was supposed to be Friday. What happened to Zohar Zohar? Zohar Zohar came about afterwards. That means the ganze Zohar in the Torah was because the Eibush was his Kamal Yodai. So Mele, you have to draw this Gzer Shav is Zohar Zohar. But originally it was supposed to be only Shomer, and that's why it's Tak B'Dibuk Echot. Because it changed then. Zok the Gemara, the Tanya, Gimel Dvorim Osa Moshe Midaitoi. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own accord, his own das. V'hiskim HaKosh Baruch Himoi. What were the three things? Hoisiv Yemecha Midaitoi. Over here by Matan Torah, it's supposed to be Friday. He pushed it off to Shabbos. Upirish Min HaIsho. After Matan Torah, he was purished from his wife because he was a Novi and he figured the Eved was going to talk to him. So he had to be Parush. Tomorrow is going to draw a Kal V'Chomer why he felt so. V'shivirus HaLuchos. And he broke the luchos. And the Eibush was his Kamal Yodai on these three things. Ablezer Moshe Horowitz says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe of these three things, we'll see in the Gemara, is because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Yodai Asidos. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the current situation at hand. The Eibush was Yodai Asidos. So each one fits into place, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that the Eibush is not going to talk to him at the time that he was with Ishtoi. So in Mela, he was Pirish. He only looks at the situation at hand. But the Eibishter knew that he's not going to talk to him unless it's taka, there's no problem of Tumah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu copied the Eibishter. Or the Marshal, breaking the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that they're going to be Chayzer B'tshuva. The Eibishter did. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Shoiver. The Eibishter was Maskim. Or Legabe, the third Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that they're not going to be pilot. So Mele was Moshe Vemecha Midaitoi, not in Torah. The Eibishter knew they're not going to be pilot. So Mele, he held the Matan Torah, could have been on Friday. But Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the situation and hadn't been able to be pilot. So he was Moshe Vemechot. He's saying that the Yisoid Adove is Moshe Rabbeinu was done on hind. The Eibishter is Yedei Asidos. Zog the Gemara, my Dorish, how was he able to Moshe another day? What did he dashen? Hayoim umachar, meaning hayoim kumachar. Today should be like tomorrow. Ma lemachar leiloi imoi, just like tomorrow is leiloi imoi. Af hayoim leiloi imoi. So Rashi explains as follows: hayoim umachmar, mashma behei neemar lifrosh hevov. 1 second. Oh. It means like this. Af hayoim leilo imoy. Now, hayoim, it's impossible leilo imoy because leilo imoy already elapsed. We're talking about Wednesday morning. So if Eibishter told the priest on Wednesday morning, so Wednesday, the Lila was already elapsed. It was quite over the Lila. So what does it mean, leilo imoy? It means the following night. So Mela, it has to be hey and vov. Memela, because the Laila already elapsed, so Rashi, Tzorch Lios Laila Imoy, V'holoi Efsha. V'holoi Efsha was already elapsed. So Mela means the following. So if the next one means the following, so the next one also means the following. So that's what ends up being Vovo. So, Tzorch the Gemara, my Dorish, Hayoim Umocha, Hayoim Kumochar, Ma Lamocha Laila Imoy, Afayoim Laila Imoy, V'laila Di Idna Nafkale, it already elapsed. Shema Mino, it means besides today. Tosis Radme points out it's not a real drosha, the top Tosis. But if it's a real drosha, then it's Amidaitoi. Ain't a drosha gemura. Elamashma da yoim mamish. The ilavochi ain't a midaitoi. What's the midaitoi? The Rishonim say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't stam making a midaitoi. He understood that this is the Eibush's kavona. Zog the Gemara, Umanolan the Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yodin. How do we know that the Eibishter agreed? Zog the Gemara, the Leshaya Shechina, Tzafu de Shabbato. We see that Matan Torah only took place Shabbos morning. So ultimately, we see that the Eibishter agreed. Upirish Bnei Isha. He was Purish Me Ishto, my dogish. Zog the Gemara, Nosa Kalvachoyme Be'atzma, he drew a Kalvachoyme. Omar, he said, Uma Yisro Shli Dibra Shechina Imoin Elo Shoachas. Matan Torah was only Shoachas. Aseres HaDibras. The Kovalens man, and there was a specific time when it's going to be. Omer Terry, and yet the Terry said, "Hey, you know, the Shloshes Yomim that you have to be Parish Meishtecha Altikshu Elisha. Anisha kol shav v'shav shechina medaberes imi. The Ebeshah talks to me every second. And I don't know when it's going to be. Ve'eino kaveh lizman. Allah has kama v'kama that I have to be Pirish. So Melech Pirish, that was the Kavach Chaimah. Madach Klai Shol that knew when. It was only lizman. And they knew when it's going to be. And yet the Ebeshah said be Pirish. So me, where it's unknown. And it could be any time. So Melech for sure I have to be Pirish. Zog the Gemara, Menolan, Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch HaYodai. How do we know that the Ebeshah agreed to this preacher after Matan Torah, that's Shuv Loi Chazal Tashmish? So Gemara Dichsivik says in the Pasuk, Leich Emelem Shuv Lechem Loi Lechem. The Ebeshah told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, go back to your tents, go back to your wives, after Matan Torah. They're Matar again, Tashmish. Uksib Asren, it says, Bashenka by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Va'ata Po Amoidi Modi, you stay with me. That means clearly the Ebeshah was masking to be Poirish. That was the Haskom of the Ebeshah. Now, Tosis points out a few important Tosin as follows. First, Tosis says, "My Yisrael, the Kal v'Chomer." So Tosis, "Vim Toimer, my Komer, there was Pirish Midaitoi." It's a deraisa. Kal v'Chomer is nitin lidogesh. If you had a Kal v'Chomer, so why is it Midaitoi? Yesh loy medav Kal v'Chomer gomur. Shiny also Mishum says that Dibris, there's a pirch on the Kavach Chaimah. I says that Dibris is maybe more than the Ebeshah talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why he needed a Prisha. Kovalam Zman Zaktesis, Fakert, Hiyani Senes, Temelagi, the Hiyani Senes, because of the Kviyas Man, and they knew that day the Ebeshah is for sure going to speak to them, so they had to be Pirish. Mashenkin, when Moshe Rabbeinu is only a Sofek, so Misofek, you don't have to be Pirish. Punkt Fakert, by a Vada you have to be Pirish, by a Sofek you don't. So Tesis Vyesh Loimar, the Lehem Nami Ikasveka. Klaiso was also a Sufik. Shemaloi Tifloit. The problem was only Shema Tifloit. That was all Prisha. So Meili Shemaloi, so Dvaita is Sufik. Hoch Yovit Kalachoimer. Umais Rosh Kovalem Zman. Vim Ken Lahoy Tzichim Lifroish Mishum Keri. The Biyoy Mechad Hoyadai. You know when his man is, and one day is enough to go into the mikveh. Afilochi Mishum Chash Plita. She Kala. Pshit Plita is much more Kal than Keri itself. Husku Lifroish. Anisha le kovelis man v'yeshchash keri, which is more than plita shulchomer le kol shken sheish lifrosh, and that's a kavachoim. Tosis says va'ato pa'amoidi modi. In fact, Tosis Akasha, maybe the, who says v'im toimar that Moshe Rabbeinu is perish midaitoi, and then the Ebeshah was maskim. Maybe this was a tzivui gomer. Va'ato pa'amoidi modi is black and white. You stay here. You be perish. So what do you mean it's midaitoi? Zok Tesis, Shemaz Utsiva Gomesh, Tsiva Lifrosh. Zok the Benetam, the Isa the Machmas Tsiva Kosh Boko Pirish, Vlamidaitoi, Hechoy Ma'ara Aaron and Miriam. How is Aaron and Miriam, Aaron and Moshe Benu? It says, Vatadabi Miriam, Aaron, Bemoshe, Al Isha Kushis, that he separated from her. Elevade must be Mitril was Pirish Mimeno, Legamri Midaitoi. So even though the Abish was masking, but still they had Taroimus on him, because if he wouldn't have been Parish Midaitoi, the Ebeshah wouldn't have been masking. B'derech shon roitze leilich malichin oisoi. The Ebeshah was masking because he picked this path. And that's why the Ebeshah was masking. But the taina was, why did you pick this path? Kvaldig yisoi n'tosus. And that's why it's Midaitoi taka. Because the raya is, because Aaron the Ebeshah also spoke to. Sharei la'aron umirim lo yom alifroish. Afer gafash gami moyim moyim medaber. So we see the Ebeshah didn't require prisha, even though he's medaber with them. In Medrash is Mashma that they did not know about Moshe's Prisha till way later. Why? By Elder and Meida, they were Mistabim Bamrachna. So Miriam said, Ashrin is Shasem Shalelu, that they were Nismana to be a Parnas Al Tzibur. So Tzipurga said, what's the Ganze Ashrei? Oilam Lin is Shasem Shalelu. Shemijoyim Shinisiachta Shkina Yimachicha Pirish Mimani. She said, look what happened to your brother. Since the Abishta was Miyachid with him, he left me. Miyad said he saw what took place to their sister-in-law. Vatidab emeim v'aron b'meisha. Mashma, it's mashma. Shalo yodu koyd mechein. In fact, he says, how could it be they didn't know till later? V'chila yodu, hodichsi v'ata po amoidi modi. Shafer shaposik. They knew about v'ata po amoidi modi. V'oimer ben etam v'gavaldi yisoid. Devada yodu. They knew about v'ata po amoidi modi. Avalo yisvurin shepirish al piyadibur. They thought v'ata po amoidi modi wasn't Moshe's own accord. It was the Ebeshah that told them. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's own accord, his initiative, and the Ebeshter was Miskamal Yodoi. So then they spoke about Lashon Hara, about their brother. Another reason that we see, another pshat that we see that the Eibush was Hiskamal Yodoy, Shteitin Posik, Pe El Pe Adabe Boy. So Pe El Pe Adabe Boy, so that connotes that the Eibush is saying, I am speaking in Pe El Pe. So Memela, he is Taka on a much higher dagger. We know Ask Klai Yami Iga. So Pe El Pe Adabe Boy, so Memela, he is Taka requires the Prisha. And Eibush wouldn't have been medaber pel peh if he did something that Eibush was against. And yet the Eibush was pel peh adaber boy, must be it was his kid. Zog the Gemara, shover es haluchois, he broke the luchois. Zog the Gemara, my dogish, based on what did he break the luchois? Omar, uma pesach shuech mitayg mitzvahs. Pesach is one of the tayg mitzvahs. Omar tervichol ben nechol yoicha boy, the ben nechor. That means someone who's an oral, lo yoicha boy, he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach, and that's only for one mitzvah, a mumer. So he's a mumer, he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach. That's why he's an oral, a ben echer. So hatayra kula, when you have gans kolatayra kula, says adibras, hatayra kula kan, v'yisrael mumorim, if they're oivda by the zora, the eagle, alachas kama v'kama, that they can't receive the Torah, and memela, just like lo yoicha by Pesach, for sure they can't receive the Torah. For sure they can't receive the Torah. Zog the Gemara, umenolon, and from where do we know that what the Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yonet Eibush agreed to the Shvidas Haluchas? Shenemar Asher Shibarto. V'omer Shlokesh, Yasher Koichach Asher Shibarto. Asher, Zog the Rashi, is a Loshon Ishur, agreement. She Ishroi V'Shibcha Al Shvidoson. That's how Rashi says. The Gilgul Nashaz brings it a little different. Zok Rashi Kvega for Omer Shlokish Yasher Asher Kmo Yasher Ubo Aleph B'Mokam Ayud. That means it's a Yasher. Aleph is Rashi says Loshen Ishur agreement. Gilgul Nashaz is saying Asher is B'Mokam the Yud of Yasher, meaning Yasher Koicha. Your strength should be stronger. Yasher Loshen Yosher Yasher. So he agreed on the Etzem Shvira. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon was mutav sheyedoni kepnuya vayedoni keishes ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach on the ksuba. The luchos was a ksuba, the marriage. So you rather not fulfill the shlichas, so they won't be married. They'll be pnuyas rather than eishes ish, and that's why he broke them. The Ramban says that the Eibush was his kamal yodoy because asher shibarto v'samtem ba'ogayim, says afterwards. So the Eibush would not take something which was against the breaking and place it for eternity in the Oren. Because Enka Tegena Sanega. So must be it was masking to the Etzem Shvira. Zog the Gemara. Toshma, Vehein Echonim Liyam HaShlishi. It says in the Pasuk, oh, you discussed this Pasuk yesterday also. Vehein Echonim Liyam HaShlishi. It's mashma that you have to be ready for the third day. It's mashma that Matan Torah could be given after 2 days of Prisha, the third day is Matan Torah. Nechoinim liyam ha-shlishi. The Eibush is saying this. Now, so Shver and Rabbi Yossi that says that a Prisha was on Wednesday. That's how Yom ha-shlishi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Yom Arvi. Because 3 days of Prisha and then the Yom Arvi would be Nechoinim. Zog the Gemara, that's not Shver. Hey, be ready for Matan Torah, Yom HaShlishi, the third day, which means Friday, like we answered before. So it's not fair, we're stating Pasuk. Now, Rashi points out, and he learns out as follows, that if you look at the Pesukim, there's two connotations. So Rashi, Ha'amogan Yom Echad Hoysef, Ba'haikodeh, Nechoinim Yom HaShlishi, Kutshabrichu Omalu. The Eibishter told, hey, nechoinim, be ready the third day. That means 2 days of Prisha, be ready the third. Umoisha omelen, hey, nechoinim, l'shloishas yomim. That was the pasuk we brought in the Mishnah. Hey, nechoinim, l'shloishas yomim. Be ready for 3 days of Prisha. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu was perish them an additional day. The Eibishter said, be ready the third day. 2 days of Prisha, be ready for Kabbalah Satorah on the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, nechoinim, l'shloishas yomim. Be ready for 3 days of Prisha. And that was the Hoyse Midaitoi that the Eibush was his kin. So the Gemara Toshma. Tosis again points out by Pesach, Ein ze kavachoy megomor, you have to say it's not a kavachoy megomor, the mumer also be Pesach, A mumer maybe is also in Pesach, but it's a carbon. Mikomokam, loyalim noyam, elitim lem tera lachzim betshuva. A mumer is also in Pesach, but that's a carbon. You can't bring a carbon when you're mumer. Maybe the Torah goof is going to be maxim lemutov. Give them the Torah, even though David have a desire, and that's how they'll become balei tshuva. It's not a kavachoy megmura, otherwise it won't be midaitoy. Zok de gemara, toshma, shlishi. It says in the Pesach, shlishi, the third of the chodesh, which is shlishi b'shabbos, which is the third day of the week, Tuesday. Shlishi, shlishi b'chodesh, shlishi b'shabbos. So kashel rabbonon, it's mashma that Gimel Sivan was on Yom Gimel. Now, if Aleph Sivan was on Yom Aleph like a B'yoisi, so Gimel Sivan is Yom Gimel. So it's very good like a B'yoisi. But according to rabbonon, Aleph Sivan was on Monday, so Yom Gimel is not Gimel Sivan. It's on Wednesday. And for the Gemara, Amel Rabbanon, Homani Rabbi Yossi, the Abrais says, Shlishi, Tuesday is Gimel, that's going to Rabbi Yossi. Zog the Gemara, Shlishi Lamai. What does it mean, Shlishi? Shlishi to what? Look at the Tanya, like we learned in the following Abrais. Vayeshev Moshe, Vayoshev Moshe, as Divrei Omel Hashem. The Ebishter, Moshe Rabbeinu, returned the words of the Om to the Ebishter. Uksiv Yagid Moshe as Divrei Omel Hashem, and he recounted it to the Ebishter. Uma Omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Uma Omel HaMoshe LeYisrael, Uma Omel Yisrael LeMoshe. What's the Shakvatai over here? Uma Heshe Moshe LeFnei HaGvura. Zog the Mora, Zuh Mitzvah HaGbola. That's referring to the Mitzvah HaGbola. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. That's the Pshat in the Ganze Shakvatai. Rabbi Yomer, Betchila Pirish Oinsho. What he told them was the following order. First, he told them the Oyin Shem of the Torah. The Chsiv, by Yosha Moshe Dvorim, Shemeshavavin Daita Shalodom, things that are Meshavav, meaning that prevent the person maybe from accepting this responsibility. It's Meshavav Daitoi. Vilubasoi, Pirish Matan Schor. And then he said the good part, the Matan Schor. The Chsiv, by Yagid Moshe, Dvorim Shemeshchinu Bishalodom, Kagoda, like Kagoda is Moshech. V'yikadami the opposite. B'tchila pirish matan schara. First he told him the schar. T'chsev v'yosha moshe dvorim shemeshivin da'at shel odom. That's meshiv. That drew the person. V'lbasoi pirish oinsho. And then he said the oinish t'chsev v'yagid moshe dvorim. My v'yagid moshe dvorim shekoshalim kegidin. So it's harsh. So mele gidin. Gidin zog rashi yegmar. So he said the oinish second. The Maral explains the machloikas over here is what do you do first? You first say something good to attract the person, and then you finish off with the bad, but first you attracted him. Or you first say something bad, and then you finish off with good, so he'll have the good flavor in his mouth at the end. That's poshut in chinuch. How do you start off? You first say the oinish, and then you say the schar, so he remains with the schar as the last thing he heard. Or you first start with the schar to be moishachim, and then you finish off with the oinish afterwards. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omet, toshma.